This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Remember that on March 31st, if you're listening to this via radio, we won't be on here anymore. At least I won't. My wife will be on here. She's awesome, and you should listen to her. She's pastoring the church in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Man, and if you need a great church and a great pastor, she's it. We also have a church in Clewiston, Florida. If you're listening to it via, I think, WCNO, I think that reaches to Clewiston as well. But you can still continue to get these teachings. Just go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and we'll be glad. I think you can sign up for the podcast there. By the way, if you don't know how to sign up for a podcast, if you're like me, I don't know that I've ever signed up for a podcast. If that's you, shoot us an email and we'll teach you how to do it. Maybe we could even shoot a video or something and put it on the website. But we've been talking about how to change your life forever, but we kind of got derailed because it seems as though all of our society has gotten derailed over the coronavirus. And so we're dealing with a couple things because I see people, the people of God, completely fearful of this virus. And listen, I'm not saying be stupid. I'm not saying go out and, you know, lick strangers in the mouth or something dumb like that. Or I'm not saying quit washing your hands or anything. But I'm saying, listen, we are a redeemed people, those that have called upon the name of Jesus. And we need to quit backing off and quit acting like the world. Now, this is going to air about, if you're listening to it on podcast, this is going to be about 2 weeks, a little bit less than 2 weeks from when I'm shooting it, okay? And I'm just today, they've had some major problems. We're dealing with people canceling meetings and all this other stuff, not wanting to get on airplanes and all that, even though you know, there's been far more people die of the flu in the same amount of people just in the United States than have died in than the entire world with coronavirus. But we need to look at this because sometimes Christians stick their head in the sand and they, well, I'm just trusting God. Well, what are you trusting about God? So I want to give you something to trust. Okay. Now, I do want to touch on something since we've been talking about how to change your life forever, getting the word down on the inside of you. Because I'm going to give you the word about healing, okay? I don't know. I'm going to get back to the other teaching, but I need you to get a hold of this. But I want to refer back to something in what our main subject has been for weeks now about how the sower sows the word. Let me be clear. Over the next couple days, I'm going to sow the word on healing. I don't know how many days we'll do it. I'm going to sow the word on healing, in particular, in direct conflict with the coronavirus, but really with any sickness and disease. Now, again, in Mark chapter 4, verse 14, the sower sows the word. I'm going to do that, okay? Now, again, in order to get out of group one in verse 15, you're going to have to understand it. If you don't understand it, if you don't understand how God could be a healer, then go ahead and tell the Lord you want to understand and then listen to it over and over again. Second, you're going to not just receive it. Oh, that's right. And when the radio broadcast goes off, you don't feed on this anymore. No, you're going to have to feed on these scriptures that I'm giving you. You're going to have to put these things first place. Now, I do want to get down into this, verse 18, and this is really where we were at. We're on the deceitfulness of riches, but I want you to see this. These are the ones sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world And I'm going to drop out the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things. I want to just center up on the cares of this world. And the cares of this world entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. I just get a hold of that. The cares of this world, worry, fears, concerns, an over engrossing mental affair, I think is technically what the word means. Here's the deal. I can sow the word about healing into you right now. I can give you this right now. But the truth of the matter is you can allow your worry and your fear of the coronavirus to choke out the very solution to the coronavirus. The cares of this world. The cares of this world. The worry. The fear. That you get to where you are just terrified. Excuse me, just terrified of this, of sickness and disease, terrified of the coronavirus, that your fear, even though I'm giving you the word, even though we're going to look here, let's go back to this. We were in the 103rd Psalm yesterday. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Remember, these are the benefits of having Jesus as your Lord. These are the benefits of the Lord being your God. He forgives all of your iniquities. He heals all of your diseases. All of them. Well, is coronavirus included in all? Yes. Is the flu under all? Yes. Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is. But let me ask you a question. Well, then I just don't understand. I'm sowing the word, and I'm letting you sow the word. I'm listening to your podcast, but it just doesn't seem to be working. Well, when the podcast is over, are you still afraid of the coronavirus? Are you still afraid and worried about the flu or any other sickness or disease? Are you worried about cancer? Because that very worry chokes the answer. Now, I know I'm preaching some of what I've preached before, but we got to get a hold of it and we got to apply it today. We got a real problem in the earth. Coronavirus and flu and really all any sickness and disease is an issue because it all comes from the devil. People say, no. Some of it comes from God because he's wanting to do this to you. No, you're a liar. You are a liar. It did not come from God. Jesus said set the dividing line. He said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But it is the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There is no disease out there that brings life and that more abundantly. Therefore, there is no disease that originates from God. Not only that, you liar, I have a question for you. When Jesus walked the earth, who was it that he looked at and said, here, take this cancer, here, take this coronavirus? Well, it didn't even exist. He knows all things. Why didn't he just give it to somebody? Here, take the flu. Here, I'm giving you this to teach you something. Here, I'm giving you this to bring you low. What about, why didn't he say to the Pharisees and the Sadducees that he said you were of your father the devil? Why didn't he say to them, I smite you with the coronavirus. I smite you with the flu. I smite you with cancer. I smite you with a hangnail. He didn't even smite them with a cold. He didn't even smite them with a headache. He didn't give them any sickness or any disease because he is not the originator of these things. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And you need to start getting your doctrine from Jesus rather than your Bible school, rather than your failures in the walk of life because you didn't believe God according to his word. Listen, I've had failures in my life. I've had tragedies. I will refuse to blame the only perfect one in the situation because I didn't receive. Maybe I didn't know how to receive. Maybe I'm just like this word says, where I allow the worry, the cares of this world to enter in and choke my very answer. But it is not my Lord Jesus that has afflicted me. But he is the one that has delivered me. He is the one. My doctrine doesn't come from experience. My doctrine comes from the words in the life of Jesus. My doctrine comes from the Word of God. That's where it comes from. And I will change my doctrine when the Word says my doctrine is wrong. Well, we were taught this. It doesn't matter what you're taught. If it's contrary to the written Word of God, you throw it away, even if it's me, the one that's teaching it. Now, again, He forgives all of your iniquities. He heals all of your diseases. He heals them all. Now, that's true. He heals all of your diseases. Well, I want to know why I'm not healed then. Are you worried about it? We've already seen that I can sow this word of healing. Jesus Himself can sow this word of healing into you. Doesn't mean you'll ever be healed. Why? Well, maybe you don't understand it. And you don't care that you don't understand it. And so that you make up your mind, I don't get that, but it doesn't matter. Well, then the word's not going to produce for you. Or you can be sitting here and you hear the word and you're going, that's right, Brother Kurt. That is awesome. Yes, that's it. That's it. Yes, yes. He's forgiven all of my iniquities. He's healed all of my diseases. And all this is the only time you're ever going to declare that. You're not going to get off this broadcast and get your Bible out and read it for yourself. You're not going to go home tonight, pull your Bible out and read it for yourself. You're not going to spend time in it in the morning and in the night reminding yourself. No, because you've immediately received it with joy, but you're not letting it take root. In the first minute you get a sniffle, you don't become afraid, you rebuke it. No, in the name of Jesus, I'm redeemed from sniffles. I'm redeemed. I've been sneezing a lot. Well, it is a privilege for a healed man to sneeze. It is a privilege. You're blowing out bad things. Ministers, you need to be bold. You need to get back on the Word of God. You need to start going with what the Word of God says. That's the reason that every month we encourage you, we remind you, and that's what and remind you who God has created you to be. Well, the people have rejected me. Well, we have accepted you and your calling. We love you. We've got a monthly ministers meeting. We've got resources for ministers. Contact us. They're absolutely free. Our partners make it possible. Listen to Michael and he'll tell you how. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen Ministries is dedicated to promoting and propagating the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Toward that end, in addition to everything else that we do, we operate two churches here in the state of Florida, one in Port St. Lucie and one in Clewiston. We intend on continuing to conduct our live services as normally scheduled. We invite you to come and join us in praise and worship to our King Jesus and to hear the uncompromised Word of God every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. If you are for any reason, however, uncomfortable attending church in person, please feel free to attend our services online. The live services from our Port St. Lucie Church can be seen and heard at reallifepsl.com. And the live services from our Clewiston church can be found at reallifecluiston.com. At each website, please scroll down and select the YouTube icon. Once you are on your YouTube page, please simply select live service. Also, if you would like or need prayer for any reason, please just email your prayer request to connect@kurtowen.com. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Prayer and Share is up and running. Call 888-221-8990 to donate or ask for prayer.